Sure, yeah. Well, I mean, probably the biggest are just the ecological benefits for the ecosystems and the habitat that's here and that we don't see or do see, or, you know, I don't feel like I'm in touch with like all the things that this one oak tree right here is supporting, but it's a lot of things that I'm not trained. I'm not like a biologist or a person who has a background in wildlife or, you know, that kind of science anyways. Because I'm a social worker by training. So I would go to the people benefits probably more readily after I mention the ecological ones. So we've been encouraging more youth to be involved in like the plantings or the restoration work that we do, and just have a lot of friends and family and neighbors who like to volunteer and have had, I think, really positive experiences being part of some of the restoration works. And a little bit of that's just like being outside together, planting things, stewarding things, watching little things grow up. The people who came in the pandemic in 2021 and helped us plant the on the way in when we were driving up, the 4,000 or so trees that we planted on that hillside, they love seeing those trees now taller than us, you know, and coming back and being in touch with like how quickly something can grow and be just thriving, right? So I think some of that is that benefit, but I think the education opportunities too. So usually if we do the planting or something, we'll make sure there's someone who's more knowledgeable than me, like Rachel, for example, or the last planting, Rachel was here, but also Rob Tracy, who's like a retiree of the district and has a lot of knowledge about native plants and his, you know, so just, yeah, and just having them also educate and give information has been a community benefit.